You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I went online to refill one of my prescriptions, and it kicked back and said, your doctor's not okaying this now. I was like, what? Turns out I forgot this new doctor that I've got will not renew prescriptions unless you come see him every 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like a money grab kind of thing.
You got to check up on you.
Whatever. So, but the funny thing is, interesting, I guess sign of the times, people might be able to relate with this. So I get the little text thing a couple of days before my appointment, which was yesterday, and it says, here, fill out all this stuff. And it was page after page after page, like history that I've already given to my doctor's office, right? Family history, this, what medications, what are you allergic to? I've already given them all that, but yeah. I had to go through the whole thing again, and I did. That was like 3 days ago. And then yesterday, an hour before my appointment, I get a little thing that says, it's time to check in for your appointment. So I was like, well, all right, I guess I'm going. I guess I'll check in. What is this, like an airline now? So I did the little check-in. What did it start asking me? Family history. What are you allergic to? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, I just did this.
Did you keep this stuff on file?
So then I went in for my appointment yesterday, and they're like, why are you here? I said, because I'm forced to at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
All I want is just a prescription refilled. And what do you think the nurse in the office started asking me?
Oh, no. Really?
Family history. What are you allergic to? I said, you know what? A, you had it on file to begin with. B, I did it 2 days ago. C, I did it an hour ago. She goes, we don't get to see any of that stuff.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm like,
doesn't they go into a database or something?
Doing it. She goes, it's just some weird thing that you have to just keep entering all this stuff. I'm like, you guys need a better system.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
So I said, look, doctor, I don't know. I said, pick any two questions that you want. I'll answer. But I am really tired of going through multiple pages of stuff just to get a simple prescription refill.
I think you just need to start changing that stuff up every time they ask you.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Really.
Huh.
I am allergic to surveys.
Well, did you get your meds? Are you good?
Yes.
Got that Viagra? Restocked?
Well, you know, that's I hear it's really good for you. Then the doc says, he goes, plus, you know, you haven't had your physical in 12 months. So now I got to go back in 3 months to do the complete full physical.
Well, which is fine. I'm just looking out for you.
That doesn't bother me. Actually, I'm glad to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I believe in that preventative kind of stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I'll be back, and I'm sure when I go back in 90 days, what are you allergic to? What's your family history?
Did your parents have physicals?
My father died filling out forms at a doctor's office.
Oh.
Where do I check that box?
Oh,
I do feel for people who work in those industries. They don't enjoy doing it any more than we do.
Yeah.
And so I feel for them.
Same questions every day.
Yeah. Anyway, what'd you do yesterday?
Not much yesterday. I do want to talk about something horrible that is going to happen to many, many parents around the city tonight. I'm guessing right around midnight. When the calendar clicks over to December 1st, the horrible thing that is happening is the Elf on the Shelf returns for the Christmas season.
That's right.
And it's going to be doubly horrible in my house this year because we do have the Elf on the Shelf who appears every December 1st to keep an eye on things. But now for Thanksgiving, my mom surprised the kids with the girl Elf on the Shelf because she figured Buddy, our little elf at home, needed a friend, now Holly. So Buddy and Holly.
Buddy Holly.
Uh-huh. Are going to be keeping an eye on the kiddos. So it's a big pain for parents because you got to remind these elves every single night to make sure that they, you know, work their magic and go into different locations of the house and cause mischief and ruckus and shenanigans. And sometimes parents forget to tell those elves, you know, and then they they got to get up at like 2 a.m. and remind them.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a pain.
Well, let me tell you why I have no sympathy for you whatsoever.
Why is that?
Because you started doing this a few years ago.
Yeah, we did. It's like
if you hadn't started
man.
Doing it, it wouldn't be, because I know how you are with tradition.
Oh. And a lot of kids do this.
And you got to keep up with your traditions. I know that. But yeah.
No,
if you hadn't started
this isn't me, man. This is corporate commercial America shoving these elves on us. And no,
nobody made you
displaying
buy
the
elf
them
on
in
the shelf.
It's like the sugary cereals when you go into Target.
Why did you feel...
They display all the elves on the shelves very low at kid eye level.
Why did you feel compelled to give in to that, though?
Well, it definitely was not my choice.
Are you blaming this on your
wife? My
wife
really enjoys the magic of the season for the children and the whole...
Are you lying
only,
to me now?
They're only young once. Enjoy
Are you lying
now.
To me right now?
No, not at all. I would never have
So Nicole's listening right now, and she's
shelf.
Agreeing, saying, yeah, this was totally my idea.
In the beginning, yes. Now, the addition, the girl elf on the shelf, my mom was like, hey, are you going to get the kids this? And I was like, hell no. I will die before we buy another elf on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, after Thanksgiving meal, Grandma has a surprise for you guys.
Why doesn't Grandma work with the elves every day? Why
that was brought up. I was like, we should leave this elf here.
Why doesn't Holly stay at Grandma's house?
The magic needs to be at Grandma's house, too.
By the way, doesn't that drive her crazy that we are referring to her as Grandma? She's probably
she's
got
nanny.
A Grandma name.
Sorry, she's got it. She's Nanny.
Yeah,
should
she's
that stay
probably
at
right
Nanny's
now
house?
Don't you call me Grandma.
Holly needs to stay at Nanny's house.
Yeah.
So anyway, parents, I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you tonight.
Yeah, I'm thankful that my son is so much older that I don't have to worry about that. We didn't have that nonsense when he was growing up.
I know. This is a whole new level of nonsense, Tom. Yeah. So
when are you going to put your foot down and just say no?
Well,
yes.
Maybe when they're, you know, they're older. But it's for the kids, Tom.
Well,
come on.
You're the one
first things first, we
but
need
you're
to.
You're the one complaining.
We need to find Buddy the Elf first.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you throw
We
him
don't
both
know where he ran off to at the end of last season
Why
last year.
Why don't you throw both of them into the dumpster and then tell the kids that Buddy and Holly eloped and ran
yes,
off together?
They got lost in the trash
they're,
this
they're
season.
Off to make little elves somewhere.
I love it. A great idea.
There's your plan.
Beautiful.
I'm an idea man.
Good stuff.